Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I'm trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anahuacis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Friends, this is your co-host, Will Bluewater. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Bluewater, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho.
Grandfather, teach me the ways of the old, so that I may remember who I am.
United, the same thing last week. And it's I'm just going to shorten this. I should have given you a better intro, Rebecca, but I'll splice one in, okay? I'm having problems with my electronics here, and I thought I was online, but I realized nobody was hearing me. But let's just get right into it. Like to get Mark to do a Mayan birth reading on you, and then we're going to discuss with you how this might affect your thinking about whether, you know, Creator intended you for your work. So we do need your full birthday, though. I don't know if you're...
All right.
Yeah.
No, it sounds good. That's great for me. So, I Can you hear me? Am I doing a feedback? Or?
Hello, Rebecca.
Yep, I can hear you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's your birthday? Full birthday.
All right. Now, guys, I'm going to give it to you, but I normally don't give it out. It's 3/19/71. I'm getting up there.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to edit that out within about an hour after the show is offline.
Oh, that's fine. No worries. Perfect. 3/19/71.
Okay. Yes. And so Mark's going to do a Mayan birth reading on you. And it's always, everybody just walks away from the show and just kind of shaking their head. So, and Mark, we got you with us? I guess we do.
Yeah.
There he is.
So.
Anyway.
Yep, and I just wanted to mention I've got my partner, Eric Banks, calling in on the other line as well.
We got him.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Good to meet you. Yeah, we'll do yours, too. What's ahead?
So, traditional Mayan day count was born on a day called 13 Manik. And the 13 is about kind of the realization of change and transmutation and things. It's also connected into the base of the pyramid where it connects to the earth. It's also the final day of the 13-day sequence. And in this particular sequence, it's the eagle cycle, so there's some eagle energy here too. And the Manik is glyph. It has to do with healing, energy. It also, a lot of times people with Manik things do a lot of healing things, but also pretty well connected with forest, trees and forest and stuff. So their healing abilities might be even greatly enhanced by actually being in a forest or even just thinking about a forest, you know, would probably do it. And then next part we're going to look at in the sixth sun, Zolk'in, and it's looking at things more from three viewpoints, the forward flow of time, a backward flow of time, where the two time flows come together. So we'll take the first way we normally see time going forwards. And in yours, it's mainly about, so these are things maybe from childhood going forward, and so maybe been with you quite a while. And it's a lot about art and creating things and probably a lot of stuff more than average connected into things with sun energy power. And probably had above normal amount of courage and interest in things being kind of equal, you know, and balancing things probably maybe your whole life. On the other flow, backward flow of time, moving from our future back to us, it's more about, so these things show up more recently maybe in your life, say 1997, 98, a little bit before, a little bit after that. And it's really all about birthing things, natural ways of doing things, nurturing things, kind of healing again, but this one's focusing a little bit more in fundamental aspects of creation and light and how it's working, and not just healing, but actually the all aspects of creation. Has some things here, though. These things have a purpose of kind of sacred powers and life force energy and things of working with the heart. And again, another repeat here kind of going down to the fundamental basis of creation, how things operate in terms of two spiraling forms of light. Lakota kind of have a word for it, skan and skan. And we would also kind of see it maybe as represented in the whole thing with the prophecy of the eagle and condor, with the eagle being one part and the condor being the other part. Where these two time flows come together, we see basically very similar to what we saw in your forward time flow about the art and creating and stuff like that. But it has an aspect here more bringing in things about kind of the partially that condor energy from the south. So I wouldn't be surprised if some things will show up in your life that have to do with the southern hemisphere, you know, things down South America or something, maybe, you know, something occurring with that. And kind of an aspect here of not just warrior energy, but fighting for the right thing and justice and all that, you know, getting the right thing done. And it brings in a component here of how to operate within dimensionality, how they get things forming and forming properly within dimensional space, an aspect of that here. And might even see some things with, a serpent energy or something, snake or energy showing up. And in many of the traditional cultures, that was could be tied in with healing as well. We even saw that in stuff in the Bible where he had the, I think it was Moses or something, had the serpent staff or something that he used. So something like that may show up too as well. And you may, a potential connection here also with two things, or actually three things, the Venus, planet Venus, the star system of Arcturus, and the star system of the Pleiades. So those are all potential connection points that you can draw kind of almost a spiritual connection or power from, and knowledge and wisdom too as well. Okay?
That was incredible. Wow. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, you want to go ahead? You want to go ahead and do his now, or you want to launch into your message?
Oh, we can go ahead and do Eric's now. That way, it kind of gives everybody a good take on how we got into CBD and cannabis and crystal healing and all that kind of good stuff.
You bet. Okay, Eric, what's your birthday?
January 18th, 72. Okay, just get a second. Get going. 72. All right, so traditional Mayan day count, you were born on a day called Six Ab. And it's the sixth day of the Manique cycle. Remember we said that her traditional Mayan day was 13 Manique. And yours is the sixth day of the Manique cycle. So you have a connection with the Manique, which is, in Mayan, it's sometimes drawn as a hand symbol and actually represents a certain number, too, the number 9. And it's also considered healing hand. You might, both of y'all might want to go back and read the stories that came out of the of it's Zamna, are also called the healing or the skillful hand, and what he could do. The stories of him, the great healer, in the temple, they called him the skillful hand or the healing hand. He would bring people to him that were sick or even dead people, and he would heal them. So yours, the six ab, the six has to do with imbalances of things, tests, trials, tribulation, things to learn and evolve by that learning. And then the ebb brings out the aspect of kind of a journey or a pathway. So in this case, tied with them being in the Manique cycle, it would be kind of the healing journey or pathway, more or less. Ebb sometimes is also called the herb glyph or herbal medicine plant glyph. Sometimes that's also associated with this particular glyph. Let's pop over to six sun part and see what that says. So this again will have the forward flow of time, the backward flow of time, and the unity flow, where the two go. So in the forward flow, going from your birth forwards, yours is shows probably maybe throughout your life, you know, pretty much above normal thing about just synchronizing with things or synchronicities happening to you. Things just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably were able to go with the flow pretty well. And that includes the aspect of thought and consciousness itself, but it would be brought into action, making things happen. And it's connecting here. Remember what I said on hers with the backward flow, on the backward flow, not the forward flow like here, but on the backward flow. So yours was counterbalancing. Remember I said about the natural ways and things like that? This is connecting here to hers. It's all about a lot of things about thought and intention here. So you probably have maybe been doing that for a while, or at least had the ability to do it. How much you exercise it, I don't know, but it's definitely there. On the backward flow, yours is a lot about, so this again is like 1987, 1998, a little bit before, a little bit after, things showing up. In a nutshell, your key word, big one, is truth. And working with the nature, what people call the illusion of reality, and tapping into kind of a supernatural aspects of that. But it is also showing a real thing here about family and ancestors. So I would not be surprised if in recent history or somewhere down the road here, not too far away, you might be having some ancestors showing up like in your dreams or visions or something like that.
Wow.
There's something there, and especially their message appears to be going to be helping you with how to work with what we would call supernatural power. You know. And
okay.
Also, a possible connection here too with that, with the whole thing about the white buffaloes. So some of these ancestors could be one of the tribes that deals with white buffalo. Not necessarily Lakota, but it could be Lakota. I don't know for certain here, but it could be a Native American tribe that had a connection with white buffalo.
Wow.
Now, where these two time flows come together, you have the Manique glyph come, the healing hand glyph come up again. And it's bringing in an aspect here of positive, negative, cold, hot, polarity type thing. As, you know, that is being a big thing to work with. In terms of the healing and also your own knowing. And the thing that will probably help you deal with this again appears to be a combination of your own intuition and also dreams.
Wow.
You might want to go hang out in a cave sometime or sweat lodge or something like that, you know, or underground, or probably do pretty well in the dark, you know. And there'll be, and this has a goal. All these things have seem to have a goal and a bridge of a transmutation of changing things. certain things die and certain things are born as a result of that death. So learning about that is probably going to be very helpful for you too. So, but the big thing that connects both of y'all directly were two things, was the manique and then the natural ways of things. So healing and natural ways, those were the two things where you and hers birth reading seemed to connect quite a bit. And yours brought in that additional aspect, like I said, of the ancestors.
Wow. I'm blown away because a lot of it's just tagging me right now.
Okay. Well, now that we made sure you weren't bored for the last 21 minutes.
No.
I bet
you're excited
to talk about CBDs. Yeah. Shoot us with your best shot there, Rebecca and Eric.
What's that? I can hear you. What were you saying?
Yeah. Did you hear me? Yeah, go ahead.
I can hear you.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, go ahead and tell us about CBD American Shaman.
All right. Well, we are a local company. We're not too far from you guys. We actually manufacture in Kansas City. And it is called American Shaman CBD. It's an incredible, incredible vegetable. It is healing. Yes, it is cannabis. Lots of people always want to start out with, what is cannabis? Where does it come from? What's the difference between THC and CBD? So with that being said, I'm going to let Eric go into where CBD comes from, how we get it, and how we manufacture it, and what that means for everybody else as far as being able to get some or purchase some or use some. And then are we actually going to answer questions as well, or are we just going to give a class for today?
Most of our listeners listen to the archives. So yeah, go ahead and you've got an hour and 10 minutes. The floor is yours, and we'll butt in once in a while when you take too many deep breaths or whatever. Yeah, just go ahead. You've got the floor, Eric. Take it away.
All right. So thanks for having me on here.
Sure, you bet.
All right. So cannabis is it's just a strand of plants. Okay, a strain of plants. So you've got marijuana, you've got industrial hemp, you've got hops. Those are the top three that most people know and have heard. So that's just a strain of plants in the cannabis. Now, the medical side of it is if you go get a medical marijuana card or something like that, and you've got PTSD, stress, anxiety, cancer, seizures, things like that, and you're wanting to stop these ailments that you have, well, when you get your medical marijuana, you take it back, you start taking your medicine. Well, it's got high levels of THC in it. Well, the THC is actually the psychoactive part of the plant. It's the part that makes you high. It does have healing properties to it, but research recently is finding that CBD is having more effect on the seizures, on the cancers, on stress and anxiety, pain, inflammation, those type of ailments. So the CBD itself is actually the main component that's doing healing and helping with people's ailments. Our CBD is actually derived from the industrial hemp plant. So it has very high levels of CBD and almost no THC in it. So there's no psychoactive high to it. You can function every single day. You can pass drug tests. You can take your medicine and live life normal, without the psychoactive part of the THC. So the benefits that we have been seeing here recently is huge with seizures, cancers, fibromyalgia, diabetes. It's great for pain, Because CBD, you actually have an endocannabinoid system that's in your body itself. What it does is it deals with all the functioning parts of the body, so digestive issues, heart, blood pressure, all the organs. And it also helps with pain, inflammation, helps regulate stress and anxiety. What it is the endocannabinoid system. There's a CB1 receptor and a CB2 receptor that's in the body. So your body already produces things that are like THC and like CBD. They're big, long clinical names that the doctors have come up with. But so let's say your body's making CBD and THC. What happens is the CBD that we produce goes into the body and attaches to those CB1 receptors and the CB2 receptors. So the CB1 receptor is more for the neurological side, which helps stop seizures, helps deal with stress and the anxiety. Now the CB2 receptors deals with things like digestive issues, heart, blood pressure, sugar levels, anything that has to do with inflammation, pain, things like that. So when the CBD goes into the body, it actually attaches to those receptors, helps the body balance itself back out. So CBD doesn't go in and mask the issue. It actually goes in and helps the body heal itself and get it back into a natural state, get it back to where it's balanced and in the best state, I should say. Did you have any questions? I'm sorry.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. This should be of great interest to anybody that's investigating medical cannabis. Yes.
Yeah, so
do continue.
I think Rebecca has some things that she wants to say also, so I'm going to go ahead and let her talk for just a second.
Sounds good.
It's kind of interesting because when Eric was mentioning the system that we have inside of our body, most people, they always look at us and go, what? My body makes CBD. My body makes THC. There's no way. But when they go home and they look it up, 99% of the time they're called back, you know, us, and they go, oh my gosh, this is so true. I had no idea. And that's the difference is if you're taking a prescription or if you're taking a narcotic of any kind on the side, what happens is that goes into your system and it tells your body to stop making the chemicals that it normally makes because the prescription is going to do the work or the narcotic is going to do whatever it's going to do. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect your body. It's going to affect your brain. But what happens is when CBD, which is a cannabinoid, goes into the body, it does not tell the body, hey, stop making the chemicals. As a matter of fact, it tells the body to make the chemicals, and that's the difference because people ask us all the time, how does one vegetable heal everything? How does one plant be so miraculous? And it's the same answer. It's because it goes into the body and connects with the body on the level of the receptors that are in the brain, and it tells the body to make the chemicals that it needs, such as serotonins and dopamines and adrenalines and all the different kinds of chemicals that your body makes to stay healthy. And that's why we end up with a dis-ease inside of the body, because all dis-eases are from a chemical imbalance, whether it's a chemical imbalance that's physical, whether it's a chemical imbalance that's emotional, or whether it's a chemical imbalance that's mental. And when your body stops making certain types of chemicals, then these things start to happen and you get diseases inside of the body, which causes sicknesses and infections. And so that's why hemp, industrial hemp, / cannabis, CBD, does so well inside of the body. And that's why it's considered to be miraculous, because it's not CBD that's doing the healing. It just allows the body to heal itself and to put itself back into its natural, perfected state of well-being. That's what does it.
Oh, yeah. And all the naysayers, you know, you just point to the Bible. And it's the only plant that matches the description of the plant in the Book of Revelation that said would be to the healing of the nations. But, you know, it's in the book of Revelations, it talks about a plant that grows. You can grow it 12 months a year. It has 12 different fruits. And it grows on either side of the river. Well, it's not too, that eliminates a lot of plants, and you know, and then if you look at the linguistic evidence that unfortunately King James didn't catch. Matter of fact, they mistranslated kanavas, or however you pronounce it. It's a Hebrew kane, kanehbosm. And you know, we now know that if the holy anointing oil in the Old Testament, if it had calamus in it, I mean, calamus is chemically the same as ecstasy. So the clear mistranslation, and the Hebrew experts have cleared that up in the last 3 or 4 years. But the rest of the world's awful, you know, they're awful slow to catch on, but. I mean, you know, it's clearly an allegory for cannabis. And, you know, what's really wild is the first drug czar, he went up to New York for something, and he was standing on a bridge, you know, looking, you know, as far as the eye could see, cannabis growing alongside both of those in a river. And, you know, so he said, my gosh, how are we ever going to eradicate this plant? And it's the only plant that could be, you know, so you can pump that into things. If you ever meet a naysayer who believes in the Bible, just point to it.
Absolutely. Well, people always ask us, they always say, well, where does it come from? Where can I get it? And is it legal? You know, cannabis has been around for a long time, and the answer to that is we do manufacture in Kansas City, and it is legal in all 50-some states. It is absolutely legal. CBD is legal. And what makes it legal is we have the highest amount of CBD, and our THC level is below, way below the 0.3% THC, which is the legal limit, 0.3% THC. It's no different. People always ask, you know, can you pass a drug test? Is it going to give me psychoactive high? Can I give it to my grandparents? Can I give it to my parents? Can I give it to my children? You know, can I even give it to my animals? And the answer is yes, you can, because it does not produce a psychoactive high. As a matter of fact, the amount of THC that is in our CBD is so minute that it would be no different than if you ate a ton of poppy seeds and you would go test positive for opiates. You know, you wouldn't have the psychoactive high, but that old hearsay has been around for a long time. And the reason I bring that up is because the amount of THC, because people always ask, you know, can I pass a drug test? Is it legal? Can I fly with it? Can I send it overseas? The answer to all of that stuff is yes, CBD is legal, and it's not going to produce any psychoactive high, and yes, you can pass a drug test. Now, there are situations with CBD. If you are very, very, very sick and you have to have an extremely high level of CBD, that's considered a compassionate care program, and we handle those things a little bit different. But I do want to bring it to everybody's attention. If you have been looking to get CBD because of something that's going on, whether it's pain-related, whether it's illness-related, whether it's a chemical imbalance of some kind, whether you just have joint pain or arthritis, we have different kinds. People always ask, what's the best for me? Well, there's different kinds that you can use. We have CBD that we put inside of creams, lotions, and what we call topicals. And you can rub those on your body in different areas. They're good for scarring. They're good for inflammation, skin cancer, pores, open wounds, busted blood vessels, dark circles, whatever you can think of that might be hurting the outer level of your body, which is your skin. I've seen it take off spots off the skin. I've seen it remove lumps from the body. I've seen many different things when it comes to applying CBD to the outer level of the body. So, yes, we do have that. We've got creams, lotions, and what we call topicals, which is a serum, super, super, super strong. We also have the kind that you put underneath your tongue. It's called a tincture, and it comes in different strengths. It comes in 150 milligram, a 300 milligram, a 450 milligram, and a 750 milligram. And the reason we have it in different strengths is because you and I might have the same ailment. Say it's insomnia, or it's depression, or it's a form of anxiety. Well, the difference between you and I is it might be waking me up with cold sweats. I might have anxiety attacks. My depression might be so severe that I can't even get up out of bed to go to work, whereas yours might just be slight. We have the same type of ailment, but it's not affecting you the way it's affecting me. So what I would suggest is stronger for myself and less for you, because sometimes less is more. So if you were going to do a 150 or a 300 or a 450 or a 750, they all do the same thing. It's just to what degree you are dealing with whatever it is that you're dealing with, whether it's inside of the body or outside of the body. And those are called tinctures, and they come in multiple different flavors. You would put them underneath your tongue. The suggested usage dose is 1/4 of a dropper full to a 1/2 of a dropper full. You put it underneath your tongue, and you hold it there up to about a minute or so. Let it go into the blood. It's called sublingual. So that is the kind that goes into the blood system, and it goes into the circulatory system, the nervous system, it goes into the immune system, and it goes into the brain. We also have the kind that you can take in capsules, and that's really good for people who have stomach issues. It's great for people who have Crohn's. It's great for people who are dealing with organ issues because it goes straight into the stomach and straight into the digestive. We also have the kind that you can inhale. It's very different than smoking. It's already preloaded, and it's CBD, compressed CBD, into somewhat of an inhaler. It's long and skinny, and the reason people use that particular type of CBD is because it's been known to instantly help with a migraine or an anxiety attack, or if you got into a car accident and you have severe pain. It's for what you would want an instant relief from. Because when you inhale something, it goes straight into the brain, so therefore it affects you a lot faster. And we also have another kind that you can actually vape. You put it into a vaping system. Whether you have a rig or whether you just have an electro, you would put the what's called e-liquid, CBD e-liquid, into the rig or the pen, and you would fill it up, and then you would push the button, and you would inhale it and vape it. And that comes in multiple different flavors. So people are surprised at the different ways that they can take it. We've been known to make suckers for children and, you know, just different types of things. But it comes in all different creative ways, and it comes in all different
things. I bet you guys have got a lot of money tied up in machinery.
Well, it definitely takes a lot.
It's not cheap to produce, you know. It's not, you know, it costs money to produce. So, and I admire you guys.
Yeah.
I admire you. You know, making the investment and protect. You know, and you're doing a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, people ask us all the time about how it's made, and that's another difference between American Shaman and some of the other CBD companies out there. You want to make sure you're with a good company that is government regulated, not FDA approved. I'm not saying that. I'm saying government regulated because it is a dietary supplement. You want to make sure that it gets batch tested. You want to make sure that it's extracted with CO2 and not butane. And the difference with ours is when we do extract the CBD from the hemp oil, from the industrial plant, we're using the stalk only. We're not using the leaf or the flower or the bud. That's what industrial hemp is. It's just the stalk of the plant. It's the stalk of the hemp plant, not the marijuana plant, so there's no worries there. But when we extract it, we get all 84 cannabinoids, not just CBD. And that's another thing you want to look for is you want to make sure how many cannabinoids is in each bottle or in that particular product. And you also want to make sure that when it's extracted with CO2, that it still has all of what we call terpenes. Terpenes is a fancy word for essential oils, and we have more than 214 terpenes in each bottle. So if you think about it, you're not just getting CBD. You're actually getting 214 terpenes or more, and you're getting more than 84 cannabinoids in each bottle. Now, with that being said, I want to let everybody know, if you want more information or if you want to purchase CBD, you can go to cbdnaturesrx.com. Once again, it's cbdnaturesrx.com, and that is the American Shaman store, and you can actually purchase there. And for all the listeners of the show, if you decide that you want to purchase some CBD, when you get to the very end, right before you go to pay for your product, if you will put in this special code, and that special code is retail and then the number 10. So it's RETAIL and then the number 10, retail 10. That will give you a 10% discount on anything that you buy. So it's just a little, it's a little courtesy we wanted to do for everybody in the show.
Outstanding. And I don't know how much time you wanted to take tonight, but before here. But if you've whenever you need a runoff, just let us know.
Oh well, yep. We're all about whatever you need. So you let us know, and we just want to make sure that everybody.
I'm sure you've got, some real. What led you? Did you forget? If you felt the spirit led you into this line of work, is there anything, really juicy that you can tell the folks about the spiritual experiences you might have had?
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. This is, yes, absolutely. Well, it's interesting because I used to work. It's funny because Eric owned a car lot and I owned a restaurant. So to even think about cannabis was way outside of this third dimensional life that we were living. And then I started getting into crystals, and I started actually working in Brazil with the John of God crystal healing beds. And it's interesting that it came up in
Probably being inappropriate. You probably don't know. I interviewed her a couple of years back. Her name was DeWise. Last name was DeWise, and I just can't remember her first name, but she was involved with John of God. So I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh no, that's absolutely awesome. It's interesting because we were just at a convention during an expo, and Gail Thackeray was there, and we hung out with her for a little bit and went and grabbed a bite to eat. But she's written multiple books on John of God, and it's very interesting. But that's how I started. I started working with the John of God crystal healing beds, and I now have three of them here in Kansas City. And I kept getting these messages, and it's funny because I'll let Eric talk about it, because he's the one who came to me and said, there's something about cannabis. There's something about industrial hemp we're supposed to be doing. And I thought, okay, well, between a restaurant or a car lot, a mechanic shop, five kids, two in college, are you kidding me? We're not even going to consider anything else. But, of course, as spirit will have it, that's not how it works. You end up carrying out your soul plan, and it came up because we were actually on our way to Brazil, and a buddy of ours ended up with cancer, and we didn't think he was going to make it. And so that's how cannabis came up, and we weren't sure what we were going to do. And then Eric started researching it, and this is how we got into it. Now, unfortunately, we weren't able to get into it soon enough because our friend did pass away of cancer, which is what happens a lot of times. But I'll tell you what, it was a blessing, because if it wasn't for him and us going to Brazil and working with John of God, the crystal healing beds, I don't think that hemp, industrial hemp, or CBD would have hit our lives as hard as it did. But, life has a ironic way of helping you out, and the spirits are, definitely there to guide you on your soul path.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in what you're doing, and you know, especially in light of, you know, this show is about prophecy, and there's a, you know, a blaring prophecy that people, you know, a lot of Christians study the Book of Revelations, but my gosh, if they knew, if they would only just slow down and put, well, you know, before 1900, you know, cannabis as the scriptures, and my arms are going, making it, you know, the sign like, you know, this is a big deal, folks. The Holy Scriptures clearly state there's only one plant that does what cannabis does. But before 1900, the 12 top commodities in the world were derived from this plant, and it was illegal. It was illegal to not grow it back in the colonial times, and it was used by a lot of notable people, and people try to argue that Abe Lincoln didn't, but you know, you're not going to sit in the back porch and smoke sweet hemp and stare off into the distance, you know. Unless you're going to, you know, I mean, come on, folks. And you know, all arguments aside, you know, a lot of people smoke. It was just what people discovered, and, you know, it was just no big deal, and all of a sudden it became a big deal because it was a big economic issue, and you know, Standard Oil, you know, everybody went to bat against it, and the American Medical Association said absolutely no, you should not ban cannabis, but nobody was listening. There was other. So here we are, 80 years later or more. How long has it been since the? 80 years.
Right, 80 years.
Well,
it's been 80 years in the making.
What's interesting, another prophecy angle is that you can read a book called, I'll remember it here in a minute, but basically every 80 years there is, the world comes up to the point where we're at right now, where everybody's totally disgusted with what's going on in the world. They want to try something different. And it's, you know, the last time we, you know, arrived at this, good things happen, but, you know, bad things can happen. So, I really feel, you know, think of the way the world economy could be, and what good changes could come about if people were just honest about cannabis. Yeah, I wish. You know, it's really sad because, you know, Russia could really be getting on board with this, but their pendulum was swung back to where, you know, they're Christians again, but, you know, and they're a little bit snitty Christians, and I firmly believe there's been a conspiracy of people high up that run things. I think they want to keep people on edge and fearful, and, well, yeah, sure, you know, and then they can sell them their drug, you know. But anyway, you know, I'll let you get back. I didn't mean to launch into all this.
No. That's great because you're hitting on all the good points. I mean, it's actually real good. So, like Rebecca was saying about all of our different products, all of our different products come in multiple strengths and multiple flavors. Also, when it comes to the tinctures, so everything that we use, whether it's a tincture, a lotion, pain management cream, any of it is all 100% natural or organic. We pull everything from the earth. Even our flavoring are natural. So on our milligrams for our tinctures, they start out at a 150 milligram, they go up to a 300 milligram, then a 450 milligram, and a 750 milligram. But they all come in multiple flavors also. So I'll just run down the flavors for you real quick. There's a strawberry, banana, grape, natural, cinnamon, and blueberry. We also make it for pets.
Huh?
Yeah, and our cinnamon's actually from the bark. It's the only thing that we actually have to heat press the oil out of, because you can't cold press it to get the oil out of it. So, and it's it's pretty good. It actually covers up a lot of the taste of the hemp itself. But I strongly, strongly, strongly suggest to any of your listeners that are out there that have any questions about the power of CBD, if you just go to Google and you Google CBD and whatever ailment you have, whether it's pain, stress, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, I've seen a lot of clients coming to me here lately with Lyme's disease, just scars, brown spots, cancer, cancer on your skin. Just Google it, and there'll be 100 different people on there talking about the power of what it's done to them and how it's changed their lives. I've got a 2-year-old boy that's taking CBD right now. He's having 30 seizures a day. He's now down to 1 a month, basically. He may have 2, but that's for the last 6 months. I mean, literally, it's changed his life, his family's life, everybody that's around him. I mean, it's the ripple effect. When somebody gets healed from an ailment that they have, everybody around them feels it also. It's amazing. And we care so much about everybody that we deal with that it's we want to see everybody healthy and everybody benefit from CBD. And if anybody has a question that they want answered or need to talk about or anything else, they can actually email me at cbdhealingoils@gmail.com. That's cbdhealingoils@gmail.com. Email me any questions, any personal questions, anything else. I'll answer them back. If it comes down to it, I'll give them a personal number. They can call me, contact me. Or if they just want to go online and buy product, they can go to CBDNaturesRx.com and order anything on there. Type in the retail 10, get 10% discount. I mean, we want to see everybody healthy, everybody. And everybody needs it. Anybody from 2 years old up to 80 years old, everybody can use CBD.
Now, with that being said, guys, I want everybody to realize that we are not diagnosing. We do not, if anybody calls in, if they have any questions, and when Eric was saying that, you know, we've got clients and we've got different people, here's the thing, it's a vegetable. It's a dietary supplement. We do not diagnose. We do not have a medical background. If you do call us, we can just listen to you. That's why Eric was saying, if you have any questions, just Google, get on there and Google CBD and whatever it is that's that is hurting you or causing any type of discomfort. But once again, we are not diagnosing. We are not prescribing. We are there to support. We are huge supporters of cannabis and huge supporters of CBD. And that's really what our focus is. It's all about the industrial hemp. It's all about teaching and educating that, yes, you can have it. Yes, it is legal. What's the difference between CBD and THC? How does it affect you? Can you give it to your children? Do we have stuff that you can give to your animals? You know, do you know that any information on, you know, other people coming back and saying, you know, does it heal cancer? Does it do this? So with that being said, we just want everybody to know that we're here to support you, and we are huge supporters of CBD and cannabis. So if there's something that you ask us and we know, we will definitely answer it for you. We will guide you. We will direct you in every way possible. But please, once again, it's not about anything medicinal. It's not about us diagnosing, and it's not about us prescribing. We are here just to support you guys and just to support the cry for cannabis and this natural, wonderful plant.
Well, outstanding. Okay. Well, we did have a caller, but I think they're just listening in. We'll call from area code 814. I guess you're just listening. Yeah, I did check to see if anybody had a question, but didn't have any questions. Unless you guys keep going, or we can get off the air now if you'd like.
I just want to thank you.
Sure, appreciate it.
I just want to thank you guys very much for having us on. We can't stress that enough. I mean, we really want to see everybody benefit.
Well, I'll send you the HTML code so you can, you can paste it on your website if you like. That's always kind of fun. But thanks
absolutely.
For coming on.
I appreciate
you,
guys. Thank you.
You bet. Mark, did you have anything new this week you wanted to talk about? And you guys, if you want to hang around. Yeah, it's just kind of, typical summer, late summer, just kind of nothing going on.
Yeah. Well, there's.
Okay. It's a great show. I didn't know how long. And, you know, Rebecca and Eric, you know, I'm not kicking you off the show. I'm just, I didn't know how much time you have, you're welcome to hang around. And we probably ought to go ahead and go. There's not a whole lot going.
All right, guys. Well, happy Labor Day.
Hey, thanks.
You guys have a
thank
show.
You again, guys. Appreciate it very, very much.
Well, you bet. Thanks a lot.
Good night.
All right. Thanks. Bye bye.
Huh?
Hi, friends. This is Will Bluewater. If you have been listening to our program for long, then you know that Mark the Badger Borcherding does a Mayan birth reading for each of our interview guests. Mark suggested that he give away a free reading for each donation of $20 or more to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a ministry of Oklahoma Native American Church or the White Roots of Peace. So please support Prophecy Keepers Radio by making your free will offering at nativeamericanchurch.us and you'll receive this gift reading. If you choose to make a recurring donation, once you've received your own reading, you can give readings away as free gifts. So why not head over to nativeamericanchurch.us and make an offering right now. Hope to be talking with you soon. Bye now.
Friends, this is Will Blue Otter, encouraging you to obtain an authorized participant or AP card and become a federally recognized Native religious practitioner. Presently, Oklahoma Native American Church is the only Native American church spiritually blessed by the Rosebud Reservation Native American Church and has a certificate of existence in the state of Utah that is authorized to worship on or off tribal grounds and has met the standard of sincerity and vow of poverty standards in the state of Utah and federal courts. This card is designed to assist all people regardless of their racial makeup, political affiliation, social and or financial status, and receiving their constitutional rights. This card is also designed to assist United States judicial officials to honor their solemn oath to protect and exercise the principles of the United States Constitution while carrying out their duty and serving their fellow citizens. To join the movement that is strengthening and exercising the principles of the United States Constitution, please obtain your AP card by visiting NativeAmericanChurch.us today.
Dry ground, sagebrush and mesquite and chaparral around, out away's a big dust devil moving on its way. I guess they're never still. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. The high grass and the cedar, the mighty oak and the tiny flower, the sandstone in the valley, the mountains high and running streams. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. Many.